Okay, today's Shir is Parshas Mishpatim. So, let's start. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. And these are the laws which you will place in front of them, the Jewish people. Parshas Mishpatim are the laws between man and his fellow man. And Rashi says, why does this ve'ele? So ve'ele, Rashi says, comes to connect it or to add it. Ve'ele mosif al rishonim. It's coming to add to what we got in Parshas Yitro. Right, what was in Parshas Yitro? Matan Torah.
Har Sinai,
we got everything. Ma rishonim, you see, right? Just as all the other laws from Har Sinai. Af elu misinai. Also, these were from Har Sinai, right? V'lama nisbecha parshas dinim leparshas misbeach. And why do we have? Because the end of Parshas Yitro, we have the parsha misbeach, right? Why is it? V'malacha shetasim Sanhedrin etzel ha misbeach or etzel hamigdash. The Sanhedrin was in the Beis Hamigdash. That was the Lishkat Hagazis, was in the Hamigdash. That was the place for the Sanhedrin. Okay, fine. Now, is there anywhere in the Torah that we need to know that the laws written in the five books of Moses were from Sinai? No. Why do you need to know here that the Mishpatim and all the Parshas, all your Baba Kamas, all your Baba Metzias, all the Halachas, Bein Adam L'Chaver, which is in Parshas Mishpatim, right? You guys can do good chazara on Baba Kami here, good chazara on Baba Metzia, right? And a lot more halachas are here written. Why does the Torah need to tell me that these were from Sinai? So the other place we see that it's a mention to Har Sinai is in Parshas Baha. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimo. And then it goes and explains all the details of the Shemitah year. And Rashi says, Ma'in in Shemitah to Har Sinai. Halo kol ha-mitzvos ne'emru b'Sinai. All the mitzvos are said at Sinai. So why here it mentions Sinai? Elama Shemitah ne'emru klaroteh pratoteh v'tikdukteh. Just as Shemitah, all the details, the rules and the details were said at Har Sinai. So all the mitzvos, all the rules and the details were said at Har Sinai. Okay, so Shemitah, when we get there, we'll explain why that's from Har Sinai. But why here is from Har Sinai? Why here? There it says in more mefurish, and that's like telling us the rules and the details of Har Sinai. So something must be about the rules and the details. Here it's not the Farish and the Pasuk. You just have a Vav. Oh, it's a Vav that says, and also these were from Sinai. And these, Mishpatim, were also from Sinai. That means here, I would have a Havamina that they weren't from Sinai. Why would I have a Havamina by the Mishpatim, the law between man and his friend, that they're not from Sinai? Man. There's another place we have this question. Where's the other place? It says, in Pirkei Avos, we have the same thing. It says, has Pirkei Avos start? Moshe kibul Torah misinai. U'masar Yeshua, Yeshua is Kenim, Kenim, Levim, Levim, Anshei Knesset HaDola, Hem Amru Shlosh HaDvarim, Havu Metunim Bedin, Hem Yidu Talmidim HaBev Yesu Siag LaTorah. The whole first Mishnah, where is there another Masechet in Chas that tells you the Kabbalah of Moshe from Sinai? Nowhere. All the laws, all the Mishpatim, right? All the Ben Aram L'Chaveru that we learn from Pirkei Avos, right? There we see again that the Mishnah has to tell us it's from Sinai. Why do I have to know it's from Sinai? Why do I know the Moshe Kibbul Torah is Sinai? And this is also from Sinai. So we're lucky. There we have the Rav explains. He says, you might have thought, the Batanura, you might have thought that all these, you know, like tefillin, you can understand it's from Sinai. Mezuzah, you can understand it's from Sinai. Shabbos, you can understand it's from Sinai. Those aren't things that the Sechel could work out by itself. But you might have thought how a person has to behave in Pirkei Avos. That Chachamim Badu Milibam. That the rabbis, they worked it out. And they told you, this is how a person has to be. This is how a person has to behave. Tells us The Rav, no. Also, this was from Sinai. The same thing here, the same answer could be said here. The Mishpatim, the laws between man and his fellow man, right? That if you steal, you have to return. You can work that one out. If you harm someone, you have to pay. If you damage someone, you have to pay. In theory, all these laws, to a certain extent, right? A person could, in theory, work them out for themselves. There's things that make sense, right? There's a chiddush by the Torah. There's a lot of chiddushim. But in theory, you might have thought that these things could be worked out. And Chachamim, Badu Milibam. Chachamim worked them out and told us these laws. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. The chiddush is that the Eile, these are also from Sinai. Why do I need them to be from Sinai? Why is it so important? The Torah comes and tells me, so what? The rabbis will tell us many laws. There are many derabbanis. There are many things that the rabbis teach us. When you're learning Gemara, who's teaching you? You know, Torah Shebaal Peh, the rabbis are teaching you. So what? There's so many derabbanis. What's the chisaron of these things not being from Sinai? The rabbis taught us, so what? Everything, every explanation to rabbis. What's the problem with that?
Wow.
So Mark wants to say, and I think this is right in what he's saying, that if we didn't have these things being told from Sinai, we might have thought this is just man's relationship with man and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not involved. Sayings from Sinai means there's an involvement of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's more to it a little bit as well. Saying something's from Sinai, right? What does that mean when you say something from Sinai? What does it mean when you say, it means that these laws are intrinsic and there's a metzias in the world. Har Sinai wasn't just the giving of the Torah. Har Sinai was, this is the metzias of the world. This is the chibur. This is the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to the world. These are the laws, just as you have a manual. These are the manuals. These are the laws of nature. These are the laws, the metaphysical laws of the world. So when you're saying ve'ele, this is not just how you have to behave with your fellow man. This is how mankind works. If you go astray from these laws, it won't work. These are chokim. This is a chok, just as much as tefillin is a chok. That's what we're saying. It means, ultimately, to a certain extent, these things cannot be fathomed by a human man. If you say the rabbis came out with them, then it can be fathomed by a human man. Humanity. Humanity can fathom why not to steal is the right thing. Why not to kill is the right thing. Why not to damage is the right thing. Man can fathom that. Here we're saying, no. This has to be from Sinai. Man cannot understand fully why this is wrong or right. This is a very important point, because it's effectively telling you, you can't have moral behavior without Sinai, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Morality only comes from a belief in Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is not utilitarian religion. This is not, let's do this so things work out. No, these are God's laws. These are the ways we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the way we connect to Sinai. When you're helping out your friend, you're not helping him out because you want to help him out only. Of course you want to help him out. Of course you want to do good to him. You're helping out because God told you this is how you behave to your fellow man. That's a very, very big difference. Most of the time we go around, I want to be a good guy. I want to help this guy out. Why I want to help him out? I like him. He's a good guy. I want to help him out. And the guy that I don't like, I don't want to help him out so much. I'll help him, you know. I'll help him because you want to be a nice guy. But we're saying no. The Torah says this one and this one, within the limits of the Torah, you have to help out. Why? Because God told you so. Ultimately, God told you so. And that's a very big difference. Why do you want to be nice to this person? Why do you not damage? Why do you look after his property? Why do you want to be honest in business? Because that's the right thing to do. That's how humanity should be. No. God told you. Ultimately, you're listening to God. That's a very big difference in a person's hashkafa in life. That's a fundamental difference. Now, it's interesting, it says Vav. Here we're saying Vav. V'eile. right? Vav is vav achibu, a vav of connection. So when you have a vav of connection, it means that we have to connect these things to Sinai. That means there's a tzad in man not to connect them to Sinai. In other words, man can go and say these are utilitarian. Man can go and say this is the way a person should be to express himself in the world without Sinai, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, you have all these people in the, you know, in the West, you know, be friendly to the whales, be friendly to the minorities, help out the world, save the world from suffering, right? And they have no interest in God. Nothing has to do with it. That's what Torah says, that's not the way. That's not a chibu to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That won't connect you. They're doing good things. That's not going to connect your Creator. You're only going to be connected to your Creator when you know deep down that these things that you're doing for the sake of your Creator. And that's a big chiddush. Next thing we're saying, now that we've known these are from Sinai, what is it, the Chumash? Now, the first thing in the Parsha of Mishpatim is teaching about this Eved Ivri. Right? Ki tikne Eved Ivri, sheshanim yavod, ubashvid yetze, lechov shichinam. The seventh, he goes out free. And then goes, im gapo yavod, he comes in alone, vagapo yetze, he goes out alone. Right? Im bal ishahu, if he's married, right? He's a viyatza ishtoimo, his wife will go out with him. What do you mean you go out with him? You're chayev, right? She goes in with him, she goes out with him. You're chayev in hermazonus. If he's married and his master wants to give him an isha, shivcha, kananis, v'yadol obonim, or banot, ha isha v'yaladeh t'yeladoneh, will be to the master. V'u yetzeh begapor, he'll go out alone, without her, if he goes free. Right? And then it says this whole din of if the Eved says, I love my master, my wife, right? Shivcha Kananis, right? Et Banai, lo etzei chovshei, I don't go out. I don't want to be a free man. So what do? We higishu l'adonav elelu, him to the Dayanim, right? The Beistin. Higishu l'adelu, we put him on the door, or ala mezuzah, on the mezuzah of the door. And we make a ratza, adonav et ozno. We make a hole in his ear. But Marzea, like with a thing, makes a hole. V'avdol olam, and he is now an Eved forever. The first parsha in Mishpatim, not Baba Kama, not Baba Metzia, Kiddushin. Right? What's, and like when you open up something you'd expect, like, you know, I would hear, come on, hear, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, all of the dinim of Nezikin, the makor for all the dinim of Nezikin is lo tigzol. So I, the first mitzvah, if you'd ask me if I was writing the Torah, what mitzvah would I write? I'd write lo tigzol. Because that's the shorish of all the mishpatim. Why? So Mark wants to say, you can't become an Eved without stealing. But it's still not the parasha of stealing. That's after. So you should say lo tigzol, and then all the laws of tigzol, and if you don't have money to steal, right? You money to pay, you can be sold as an Eved Ivri. That should be the order. Why does it start off with an Eved Ivri? There must be something clearly about an Eved Ivri. Something general about an Eved Ivri. So there's an interesting Zohar here. The Zohar says that the Eved here is Neshama when it comes into the world. The soul comes into the world. And it's an Eved to its goof. Right? And it's speaking, actually in this parasha, it's speaking about the levels that the neshama can go to. So like, simply speaking, I'm going to go, if a person buys an Eved Ivri, what do you mean he buys? He's kona himself the avdus of a Jew. He has to work for 6 years in this world. Right? 6 years is the weekday. And the seventh day, which is Shabbos, he goes free. That's Olam Haba. So it means you have 6 days of work. 6 days represents the physical world. The seventh day represents Olam Haba, he goes free. Yeah? And that's real freedom. Freedom from his Yetzirah. In this world, he has to work hard to be free from his Yetzirah. And now there's levels. He comes in Begapo only with his physicality. If he comes in and he leaves, he remains as a physical person, Begapo Yetzeh. who go out as a physical person. Now the Rambam says, if a person comes into this world and he lives like an animal, he lives like an animal. But im bal ishahu, the Lashon for ish is always your neshama. Like the Gro says in Eish Yischayil, that isha, when you say Eish Yischayil, it's representing your Torah and your neshama. Im bal ishahu, he comes in and he's kone and isha. He comes in with his neshama. He works on himself that he's kone his neshama. Everyone has a neshama. Everyone. A from Jew, a non-from Jew, everyone. Question is, how much of your neshama enters you? If he's a Baal Isha, that means he owns his Isha, he owns his neshama, he works hard in this world, right? Then, V'yatza Ishto Imo, that all that work will go out with him and will be with him in the world to come. And then, different level. Im Adonav Yitein Lo Isha. His master, who's his master? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him an Isha. He wasn't zoche to that Isha from himself. It was a matana that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. Right? V'yaldalo banim banot. Right? And he'll have maisim, his fruit that come out from that Isha. Ay, that neshama. Ha'isha v'yiradeh t'yiradoneh. V'hu yetzeh begapo, he'll go out free. What does it mean? Sometimes a person comes to this world and it'll be, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a very high neshama. But he stays where he is with that neshama. Therefore, the fruit that comes from that neshama, right, is not his. It's his master's. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's. Right? V'iradeh tiyer Adonai. Those fruit, those mitzvahs will be shaykh to Adonai. V'hu yetzeh begapo. He'll go out with his goof. A person's given a matana. Not to stay where he is. A person's given a matana to use it, to grow with it. So even when a person comes in, he came to a nice frum family, he had perfect parents, they looked after him, he got a great neshama, his parents loved each other, he got a great neshama. What's he doing with it? He's staying where you are. He should be helping Klal Yisrael. He should be teaching, he should be doing stuff with himself. When a person gets a matana from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, tell you a story of Rabbi Yashiv, right? Remember Rabbi Yashiv? A big, big gadol. So I think he was 90-something when he was a little bit ill and they had to have an operation. You know, it's not so simple, any operation in a person who's 90-something years old, but he had to have the operation. So the whole of Klal Yisrael obviously davening for him. Davening, Baruch Hashem, was successful. He came back. Now Rabbi Yashiv every day he gets up something like 3 o'clock. You know, he doesn't sleep many hours. And 3 o'clock till the morning, he's learning and learning and learning. You know, they took, I was once in America, and I think it was in Tisha B'Av, they were showing us pictures of Rabbi Yashiv. They put a little secret camera in his room when he was getting up, right? And they were seeing him learning. And a simple person, he was learning, he was singing, and he was like, not singing, but he was like learning and, you know, saying out the Gemara to himself and learning. Simple yid, pashat yid, it wasn't such a pashat yid, but they're not so pashat yids, the pashat yids. So when he got his life back, that's how he felt. He felt that was a matana. Baruch Hu gave him matana. So now, instead of getting up at 3 o'clock, he decided he's going to get up now at 2:30. I'm not sure he's going to be like, or 2 o'clock. He's going to give back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You gave me, I'm going to give back to you. Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you such a matana, what are you doing with it? How are you going to use it? If you stay where you are and you get these matanas, Isha Viladea, Isha Viladea Tiyer Adonai, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you. You're using it, just, you're not growing with it. You're living where you are. He's not giving you matanas to live where you are. What's the biggest matana Kodesh Baruch Hu could give us? Life. Real life. Not life. You know, you go back to America and you spend your time in Wall Street and chasing, I don't know what they chase there, right? Whatever smoothie they're chasing. What are we doing with those kochot? The biggest matana Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, what's the biggest matana?
Life.
What's life? Torah. Kihu chayenu. It's your life. V'orech yameinu. And the length of your days. And therefore what? ubehem yegeh yomam v'layla. In these you should be involved day and night. We have to use our kochot for connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. First, Torah, Gemara says, which is more important, Torah or Maisa? So Gemara says Torah, because Torah brings us to Maisa. If a person says, I only have Torah, I feel Torah ain't no, because Torah doesn't mean this theoretical sitting in yeshiva and learning. The learning in yeshiva is to bring you to Maisa. Just as you say, Kashem Sheikanes, the bris, which is a heksha, which is a preparation for Torah, Ken Yekanes, the Torah, Lechupa, Ramaisim Tovim. Torah is the one that brings you to Maisa, and it's only Torah which brings you to Maisa. It means every piece of Torah we learn, the Ramban says this in his Igeret, when you're sitting on a Sefer, take from that Sefer Lemaisa. What's shaykh to you? What's relevant to you? Like sometimes you don't realize it. You guys are learning what? Baba Kama, Baba Tzia?
Baba Kama.
Baba Kama. What are you learning? Arba Avos, four Avos Nezikin, right? Huh? Hamaniach. Okay, Hamaniach Etakad. So like, you know you're not going to put any obstacles in the Rosh Hashanah, right? And if you do, the guy could smash it. It's your problem, right? Okay, so what do you learn from that? What are you learning about Maniach Etakad? What are you learning about? You throw things around, you put things around, you leave your bag on the floor. Yeah? That's Maniach Etakad. If you put it in a place where people can stumble on it, maybe it's a ball. It's teaching you a sensitivity in thinking about other people. If you stand around, you open a door and you walk into a door and you just stand there, right, in front of the door, and someone walks in, boom, he goes into you, right? It's Maniach Etakad. You're Maniach Etakad. You are the cat. If he bashes you with the door, that's your problem. But I'm just saying, every single thing, even though it's a theoretical thing, and I mean, it's more practical, Baba Kama, bring it to life. It brings you to some sensitivity in terms of you using things. And forget about that also. It brings you to a sensitivity that you have to think about how you use your own possessions. I'm thinking about, am I damaging? Am I using myself properly? You understand? But anyway, whatever Gemara, even if you're learning like very abstract Gemara, whatever Gemara does, you have to understand something. Gemara teaches you sensitivity. And what's the sensitivity there for? Says Revolbi. Sensitivity is the shorish of Midas HaChesed. So without even working on your Midas, when you're learning the Gemara, you're working on that sensitivity. And if it's used properly, if it's Torah that's bringing you to Maisa, that sensitivity teaches me the Sechesed. And other things. You'll hear things better from other people. You'll see things. You'll be more sensitive. You'll be more aware. You'll be more cognitive of your actions. You'll be more thinking. You'll be more straight in your thinking. It's unbelievable what Gemara does to a person. If he takes it, it brings it home with him. What if a person says, "Oma yoma ha'evet, ahavti et adoni, I love my master, et ishti et banai, my neshama and my maisim, lo yitzei chofshi, I don't want to go to olam haba. V'igisho adonav et el Elohim, master brings him to the dayanim, based in Shomala. V'igisho el adelet, they bring him to the door, or the mezuzah, right? The doorway is in to Olam Haba, right? V'ratza adonav et ozdo b'marze, v'avdo la'olam. He'll be a servant forever. What does it mean to be a servant forever? If a person is so full in this world he's so attached to, he's attached to his neshama, he's attached to his mitzvahs, he's so expressed in this world, that he becomes an Eved La'olam. Who was an Eved La'olam? Who had full expression in this world? Moshe, Eved Ne'eman. If a person gets to the level that he's so, his Olam Haba is here. He's so connected to his neshama, his isha. He's so connected to his expression. That's what he wants. His expression, he's fully expressed. Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to that. Moshe Rabbeinu Zocher? And everyone, says the Rambam, can be Moshe Rabbeinu in this aspect. He was Zocher to fully express himself in the world. When a person is Zocher to that, he's an Eved La'olam. He's an Eved Ne'eman to Hashem. Moshe was an Eved Ne'eman to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everyone in this aspect can be an Eved Ne'eman to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the klal. Now, why is this Zohar, is this klal of Eved Ivri spoken in Mishpatim? But why here will we megala this? So Mark gave the answer here as well. That the laws being Adam and Chavera, right? How a person behaves with his friend, right, is also his relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have two luchot. They were side to side. Why they were side to side? Because no one knows how you put on tefillin. No one knows how you daven. I mean, you can wave around, right? You can look as if you're really davening, but no one really knows what's in your head. Yeah, maybe you're thinking about the schnitzel or the smoothie. Who knows, right? No one knows your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do you see a person's relationship? Says Rav Chaim Vital. The relationship a person has with his fellow man and with his wife is his relationship that he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't fool yourself. How you behave to other people is how this person has his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how he relates to his wife, that's his relationship. It doesn't mean, you have to get something clear, it doesn't mean that they're lovey-dovey only. It means how he relates. You see in the Gemara, like you have to understand something. Your wife's annoyed with you. She's getting upset with you. And she's wrong. She's say she's 100% wrong, right? She's 100% wrong. How do you deal with it? How you behave with her? How you relate? Rav had a wife who was Mahapchanit, did the opposite to him. How did he relate? How did he behave? Rav was a Tana. He was an Amor of a Tana of a Polig. And he had such a wife. And we learn all pious from Rav. Shalom Bayis. And I want to understand here. Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is an all. It's a yoke. A wife is a yoke. The wife doesn't only mean your wife. It means the whole of life. Your wife is your yoke. That's your own little yoke at home. And this is how we look at marriage. Of course you want to have a nice marriage. Of course you want to love each other. Of course all those things. But there's going to be times when it's hard. How do you deal with the hard times? Everyone can deal with a loving wife. What's the big deal? You come home, nice meal, a beautiful smile, nice garment, talks nicely to you. Okay, you really have a problem with that one, don't you? Right? That's really hard for us, right? Yeah. Oh, you know? Oh. She also has needs. She'll also be upset one day. Not with you. She'll be upset with something else, but you're going to get it. That's how women work. Because she doesn't have anyone to unload on. So you're going to get all what she unloads on. You understand what I'm saying? That's normal. How are you going to deal with that? Are you going to be an Eved Ne'eman? That's what it's saying to me. The Gilui of Eved Ivri, how the levels a person gets is how he deals with his wife and the people around him. That's where we can see where he is. You makbid on other people? Kodesh Baruch Hu will be makbid on you. You're nice to other people? Kodesh Baruch Hu will be nice to you. How you relate to other people? That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to relate to you. That's your relationship. Same relationship. Luchot, side by side. You with me? And the luchot, we have a minig in Klal Yisrael. Even the luchot was square. You know, every Beit Knesset has like a little round luchot on top. Why is that? Because it's the minig of Klal Yisrael. Because the luchot are the lave of a person, the heart. So we make the luchot with these things on the top, with these round things on the top, so they look like a heart. Because the luchot are the heart. It's engraved on the heart. There's the right side and there's the left side. The left side, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in a certain extent, is harder than the right side. The left side is the side of Din, the side of the Eitz Sahara. There's more Yetzirah in dealing with your friends than there is in dealing with Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the problem? You know, let's be honest. Anyone has a problem eating Cholam and Shabbos? You know, going to a nice meal? It's all prepared. Anyone, what's the problem? Anyone has a problem putting on tefillin? What's the big deal? It takes 2 seconds. Once you get used to it, you know, if you're a real pro, you can put it on quick. You see the guys have 2 pairs of tefillin? Oh, there. Yeah, you have to get, in the beginning it's hard, but you get used to it. It's not a big deal. Being mevata, answering softly when someone shouts at you. That's hard. That's hard. The Gemara says it's hard. Kashemis, you'd say, the sun goes out in the day. That's what it is. It doesn't say that by tefillin. That's what you measure. Ben Adam L'Chavero is the measure of your ruchnius. That's what we're saying here. You want to go in levels? That's the way you go. The Midas and the Ben Adam L'Chavero is the shorish of the Torah. That's Ve'ela Mishpatim. That's the Vav Achibu. When you do these things, Ve'ele, these are also from Sinai. When these are also from Sinai, you're connected to Sinai. That's the Vav that connects you to Sinai. And that's the levels of the Eved. And that's why it calls it an Isha. Your neshama is called a wife. Because the measure of your relationship with your wife is the measure of your ruchnis. And again, it doesn't matter if she's arguing with you. It matters how you behave towards her. Some big rabbis had very difficult wives, but how they behave towards them, that's what makes you. Some big people like Avraham Avinu had difficult lives. Yitzhak Avinu had a hard life. Think about it. You represent the Ruchnius. You represent God in the world. You have the first son you have after many, many years. Goes off the derech. The second one you have, God tells you, fight Avodah Zarah, bash Avodah Zarah, get rid of Avodah Zarah. There's only one God. He's telling them, don't sacrifice your sons to Avodah Zarah. Then God gives him his one son who's on the derech. He says, sacrifice him to God. That's going against all that he believed in. And he did it. And he was about to shecht him. And Sarah's wife died because of that. That's not an easy life. Yitzchak got rid of his Yetzahara. He's considered kameis. What happened to him? Rivka, Midas HaChesed, you see from Eliezer, feeding the camels, feed him, giving water, Midas HaChesed, Matim for the base of Rome. What background you came from? Lavan? Lavan, Chazal say, was not just a stam Rasha. Right? Betuel, he died in the process of marrying her off. He wanted to poison. Think about it. Think about what sort of life did she have, Rivka? What sort of life Rachel and Leah they had with love on their father? Keshvuyat Cherev. He didn't care for them. Yaakov, what he had to do? He got the brachas from his father? Yitzchak had Esav? Yitzchak, the second in generation of Torah in the world. He was an Ola Tzmima. He was a complete Eved Hashem. He had the shorish of all Ra in the world, Esav. Can you imagine what that must have been for him? And he loved him. Kisayet Befiv. He hoped that from Esav would come some good. Rivka's Midas Chesed. Lama ze anochi, what I want this for? They had a hard life. But they were Merkava l'shchina. Merkava the Shechina, because everything they did was in tune with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can have a hard life. You can have trials and tribulations. You can come from, and you know something? The biggest neshamas come from the hardest places, the most difficult places. Sometimes you see someone and you see, wow, what a beautiful person. What an amazing person. And you look and you see, I don't understand. The father, the mother, look at them. What was love and chasing? All the physicality. Yaakov caved him. What did he do? Kisses him. Hi, I love you. What's Chazal? You know what? Baby has money. He's chasing money. Who came from Lavan? Rachel, Leah. Chazal say about Rachel Valea. You know what Rachel Valea was? What's the side of Rachel Valea? Alma did Cassia was Leah. Alma, this world, the spiritual worlds, they represent the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Came from such a family, such a thing. Yes. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes big soul, a very big soul, and he puts it in a place where you can't believe that it should be there. You know why? Because I'll say why. Because if he was put in a different place, there would be tremendous kitrug against him.
What's kitrug?
Like the Ra, the evil in the world, you know, would come against, wouldn't allow it to come through. That's why Mashiach came to the world from seemingly Averas. Yudah v'Tamar, right? Ruth, v'Boaz, seemingly, right? Lot and the daughters, the seemingly bad places it came. Seemingly wrong places. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brings such an awe to the world, he has to put it in a place, has to be hidden, so there's no kitrug. Has to look as if it's an Aveira. You guys came from seemingly not such great places. Your parents went Shomer Kashrus, someone did, someone that. Who knows what? You saw certain things in life which, you know, from people may not have seen. But you came. If you're here already, that's a sign you have a very big neshama. That's a sign you can do tremendous things. If you're here, that means you have a very, very big neshama. And I'm not telling you that stam. That means you have a responsibility. Because if your Adonai, Yitein Lo Isha, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you such an Isha, gave you such a neshama. If you just leave it as that, ha'isha, right? V'iladeh t'ed adonea. And you go tzebe gafo. You didn't do anything more. You were given such a matana, such a neshama. The very fact that you're here means you've already done something. You have to continue. You have to grow. You grew already this much, it's a sign you can grow even this much. And I'm telling you, people who've left this yeshiva, Machon Shlomo, I know more than I know here, but the same thing, I'm assuming. And I've seen boys from here also. And you see them after many years and they sit in yeshivas. They're the top boys in yeshiva. When they go back to America, the boys here, they're Kiddush Hashem. They've made Torah, they're learning. They're honest in business. They're Kiddush Hashem. You have tremendous kochot. You have to use them. That's your responsibility. Because you came from a dark place and you're here, and we all do, it means neshama is very, very big. There's a tremendous illumination that you can give to the world, and that's your responsibility. And that's what we'll be told here. You with me? Okay, at the end of the parasha, so it's a bit of machlokus, the Ramban and the Rashba, and Rashi, if this was said before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. So now we have this whole parasha, Vayomer Moshe, Amar Aleh Hashem, right? Perek Kaf Dalet, go up to Hashem, Ata, Varan, Nadav, Avihu, Vishivim, Mizikni, Israel. Vishtachavitim, Merachok, and bow down from far away. Vinigash Moshe Levada. So they all go, and the Moshe goes alone. El Hashem, Vehem lo yigashu. They didn't go close. Now remember, Loshen Vayigash, right? We see in Parshas Vayigash, we spoke about that. Goshen Vayigash is always a connection. So when it says that Moshe was nigash, that Moshe connected to a higher level of connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they didn't. Right? So here we're talking about levels of connection. Right? Va'am lo yalu imo, and the people didn't come with him. V'yabo Moshe v'saper la'am et kol divrei Hashem. So he went up, he got what he got, and says he was 40 days there. V'et kol ha'mishpatim. Oh, it depends. According to the Ramban, it was after Matan Torah, the day after Matan Torah, and it was 40 days. And those 40 days where he received the Torah, and then he came back on Yud Zayin v'Tammuz, right? And then there was the Chet Ha'Egel, we know the whole story from there. Right, but the 40 days, says the Ramban, or says the Mefarkim, why 40 days? Because it's 40 days the Yetzirah of Lad. The beginning of formation is after 40 days. So Moshe was formed into a different person, and then was given to him as a matana. He was a different Yitzur after he received the Torah, when he came back, Yan Kolam, and when he came back, right? All the words of Hashem. All the words of Hashem. All the Hashem. We will do. According to the Ramban, this is after Matan Torah. According to Rashi, this is before Matan Torah. Whatever it is, there's this Naaseh v'Nishma. We're going to speak about the Naaseh v'Nishma. Was it before or after the accepting of the Torah? Before, you know, before the Luchos, whatever it was, there was this Naaseh v'Nishma. Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, goes and makes a big thing about this. What's the big thing about Naaseh? So he says, Naaseh, they'll do. Right? So the Gemara goes into who, the Malachim asked Klausel, who taught you this Raz, this big secret? What's the big deal? Moshe went up. He got the Luchos, right, or before Matan Torah, and the Klal Yisrael said, yeah, we're accepting it. The Gemara goes, right? There's a story in the Gemara on Shabbos, right, that they see Rava sitting down, learning Torah with his hands underneath his legs, right, and he's bleeding. And this Kuti, this like Goy, says, Awa Pariza, you can see, you're a rash people. So you're taking on something you can't take on. Rob was sitting learning Torah, he was bleeding, and he wasn't even realizing it. And says, you're a rash people. See, you learn Torah and you're bleeding to death. Right? So Amma, Shahid Dimu, Pumayu Loznaichu, that you put first your mouths to your ears. First you have to hear what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you, and then accept it. You say, we're going to accept it. Says the Gemara, they got two ktarim, two crowns, one keneged naaseh and one keneged nishma. Right? And these crowns were, says Chazal, these crowns represented their higher level souls, the chokhma and the bina. The higher level souls. Klal Yisrael, when they said naaseh and nishma, were on a higher level than the Malachim, on the level of Matan Torah. So what is this Naaseh? Naaseh means that there was a complete servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a complete Kabbalah of something that was bigger than them. When you're accepting something that's bigger than you, what does that mean? If I say you promise someone to do something, right, and you're going to do it, and you have full intention to do it, and it's bigger than you, what does it mean? It means this is your life. This is worth more than your being. When you take on something that I'm a paziza, these rash people that put their mouths before their ears. And Rava, when he was sitting and learning Torah, he was bleeding. That means physically he couldn't hold what he was doing. Physically his body was bleeding. That means that your whole being is in servitude to the Torah. That was Naaseh. And that was the Maila. That was a level of the Jewish people. That was the level in here, this Kabbalah Satera, that they were accepting upon themselves something that in reality was bigger than them. How can the soul be so, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how they can be connected to the goof? How they connect? How could a human being, a how can a Yirud Isha, the Malachim said to Moshe Rabbeinu, how can a Yirud Isha, someone born from a woman, right? How can he be Shaykh to Torah? Chem de Gnuza. It's not relevant. That was the Koach of Nase. What we're told here, these Ketarim, these crowns on our heads, these crowns of Torah, what's the source of it? The source of these crowns is Rotzen. The willingness that a person wants that connection. What's the measure of a person's ruchnius? His Rotzen, his will. If a person's will is to connect, he has the Ketarim. He has these Ketarim of Nas. It doesn't matter where he's going. It doesn't matter what he's doing. But he wants that connection with his Creator. He wants the Nasa. When you want a connection, you know, the Chazal say that Ava, when a person loves someone, he does stupid things, does foolish things. Paro, right? Sin is the same thing. A person hates someone, he does foolish things. Paro hated the Jewish people. He was a king. You don't prepare your chariot. You have your servants prepare your chariot. He prepared himself. He didn't do things what a king normally does. A person, when he loves someone, doesn't do things normal. You stay up late at night. You lose sleep. You know? My Rosh Hashiva, I remember. He didn't. He's an old man. Old people need to rest. Old people, you maybe don't need to sleep as much. I don't exactly. But you're old. When you know, when you're 80 years old, you need to look after yourself. So like, I remember seeing him after his wife was nifty. Used to be in the base of Medrash. He didn't go home. His house was now, you know, near the yeshiva. 6 days a week, he used to be in the base of Medrash. He never went to sleep. 6 days. I mean, he used to fall asleep, like, you know, like sitting down, his eyes were closed. Wouldn't sleep. Only Shabbos he went to sleep. Till the doctor came to him and they told him, you can't do that. You're killing yourself, your heart. That means, what is that telling you? That your desire for learning Torah. I'm a pechiza, a rash people. We want so much ruchnius, we're willing to give our lives for it. Literally our lives for it. You shouldn't do that. So he took the advice of the doctors, and he looked after himself, and whatever he did. And then once he looked after himself, he went back to do it again. He went back to do it again, and now he's okay with it. Now there's no problems, because he looked after himself. He did exactly what the doctors told him to do. He took medicines, or he did things. He went on like a health thing. I don't know what he did, but he's still doing it. And now the doctors are fine with it. But what is it telling you? It tells you that I'm willing to give up my life for sitting and learning a bit of Torah. Literally. That's Amar Prison. What does that mean? We have to develop in ourselves. And that's the Raz. Kabbalah Satara is not just sitting and learning. This is how many hours you do. This is how much I learn a translation, I learn this, I learn that. In order, you do it in order. First you do this book, first you do that book. It's not university here. The relationship you have with the Torah is a relationship of how much you want it. How much is this Nasa? How much are you interested? Ponim and ponim can leave Adam la Adam. Just as you love another person, he'll love you. Just as you love the Torah will love you and reveal its secrets to you. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. That's what's being told here. That's the Raz of Nasa. You can have people who are very clever people, and yet when it comes to Torah, they're not. And you can have people who aren't so clever in the world. When it comes to Torah, they're very clever. Why? It's not a function of cleverness. It's a function of desire. It's a function of relationship. The more you desire, the more you'll be given. It's a matana, because you're going to be differently formed. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu went up and was formed in those 40 days to a different Yitzhu, Eved Ne'eman, different person. He was different from the rest of the people. He was the only one Nigash. Because by him, there was a bigger desire. There's a bigger expression. We all are Nitzotzim Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone learning Torah has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in them. Everyone has the spark there. He has to kindle in him to connect to the Torah and to connect to the Naaseh. And you know what days is the day that we get those crowns? We lost them. Shabbos. We lost them after Shabbos, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. On Shabbos is the time we say in our tefillahs, Moshe Eved Ne'eman. We can reach the Ne'eman of Moshe. We can reach the Naaseh, the Dargah of Naaseh V'Nishma on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we don't have to work. No one works on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of connection with your Creator. Shabbos is a time for Torah and Tefillah and Tshuva. That's the time. Shabbos is a very long day. We can waste that day. You know, you eat the challah, you go to Shluf, and it's finished already, Shabbos. So you eat a little bit less challah. You eat challah, you have to eat challah. A little bit less. You know, the second and third portions, you leave out on them. So you can don't have to rest so much. You can sit and learn a little bit more. You can do. Same at home when you're married. You know, you're working the whole week, you're exhausted when it comes to Shabbos. So go, spend your time with your wife, spend your time with the kids. A shir, something to do, a little bit more, a little bit of connection, a parsha on the Torah, saying something on the table, saying a bit of ruchnius, a connection. Shabbos is a time of connection. Shabbos is a time of naaseh v'nishma, and that brings the Torah into your life. That's what we've been told here. That's the Raz. That's the thing. It's a relationship. And that's what we spoke in the end of Hilchos Esurei Bir. The Rambam speaks there. The love of Torah, the love of connection with the Creator, is like the love of a woman. Or that's in your head, or that's in your head. That's what we're saying. You have to develop a relationship. Yeshiva is about developing that relationship with your Creator.